B'tachon for Life, Shir 1172, Monday, Parshas Pekudei. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for a zivug hagon b'karev. The schos of Limurat Torah and Chizik of all of the listeners should be'ezer Hashem send them their zivug hagon, and they should be zeiche to be boine abayis nemen b'Yisrael l'shem u'l'tiferes. We are explaining that in order to advance in the higher levels of Bitachin, a person has to internalize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we explain that the Pasuk tells you how to do that. Mikoyleis mayim rabim adir mishpereyam adir b'amorim Hashem. When a person sees the might of the sea, he understands and internalizes adir b'amorim Hashem. Now let's give a practical exercise how a person can do it. Let's take, for example, a person is struggling with parnasa. They don't make enough money in their job, and they don't see a way out. They're simply stuck. They don't see how their Ribbono Shel'Olam can even bring a Yeshua, how their Ribbono Shel'Olam can send them parnasa. Get into your car and drive to a place that you can see the ocean, or a place that you can see the vast sky. And get out of your car and look. Study the sky. See how massive it is. See how wide it is. See how overpowering it is. And then think for a moment that the Ribbono Shel Olam created this sky. He created it very easily. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. With just a word, with just speech, so to speak, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the sky. And now think about the issue that you have. Do you think the Ribbono Shel Olam can't do it? Do you think it's difficult for the Ribbono Shel Olam to send you a Yeshua? You don't have a way out, that's true. You can't figure out a way out. But you also can't figure out how to make a sky. And the Ribbono Shel Olam did it. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam can create such a massive sky, such a massive piece of beauty, or if you go to the ocean, if the Ribbono Shel Olam can demonstrate such might through the ocean, unbelievable might. It can crash through buildings, crash through almost anything. And that's something that the Ribbono Shel Olam created. Now extrapolate from that to your issue, to your parnasa issue. Do you think the Ribbono Shel Olam can't do it? Do you think it's difficult for him to do it? That's the first step to be able to advance in Bitachon. To realize that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's easy. And as we explained previously, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need you to have schusim to be able to do it, because the Ribbono Shel Olam does everything for you, even though you don't deserve it. So if that's true, and if you see the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now extrapolate from that the Ribbono Shel Olam can also save you and send you a Yeshua, even though you don't see a way out. That is step one to feel Mishon. To be able to lean on the mighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, your Father in Shemayim, who's waiting for you to rely on Him.